Big Earl was hauling chickens on a flatbed out of Wiggins. We'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. We were sitting there sucking toothpicks, drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I said, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and send them chickens on down the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Earl put down his bottle and mashed his foot down on the throttle. Had a couple of booms and 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt streamed to life. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head in the Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burned out roosters on the line. Look out below, cause here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, we commenced to trucking. Them hens commenced to clucking. The Earl took out a match, scratched his pants, lit up the unused half a dollar cigar, took a puff, said, my, ain't this pretty up here. Said, Earl, this hill could spill us. You better slow down or you're gonna kill us. It's one mistake and it's the pearly gates for the 85 crates of USDA approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Earl grabbed onto the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear. Then the chromium plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. So you didn't want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and lit the cuff Earl's pants, burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked down out of the window and I started counting phone poles, going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. I put 2 and 2 together, added 12, and carried 5. Come up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour.
Thank you.
looked at Earl and his eyes are wide. His lip was curled, his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I said, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, you're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake. The pedal went clear to the floor. Just stayed right there in the floor. He said it was sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on out, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now, wouldn't you know? Signs say clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. Took that top row of chickens off slicker than scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and down, till we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store. Downtown Pagosa Springs.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Thank you so much. Next time.